Welcome to Ramble Radio.
Okay, this always happens, even 7 months away from doing my show. So thank you for tuning in, or if you were listening to my last few episodes, it feels really good to be back. I've had a lot of stuff going on, and there has been a lot of stuff for me to talk about. Biggest thing, which has been everywhere since Friday, is Great Britain leaving the UN. I get where they're coming from, especially because they're like America's older sister who raised them / mom, and we're going through the same thing. I don't know all the facts, but I guess I'm just like the British voters. They're having regrets. I'm like, really? You vote on something and you don't research it before? Not the best idea. I'm not being, but really, that the only good thing to come out of it, and maybe I'm having a bout of optimism, it shows people what can happen if you vote without looking at the facts. Because the day after, they're like, what's the EU? Like, I'm serious. It's on Google. There was an increase in people looking up what the European Union is. Like, I get it for America because we're like a continent away, so it's like Americans really care what the UN is. It's not being mean, but it's not like it's the UN. It's the European Union, so it's like, whatever, business as usual. And I admit, I was a lazy American who did not look it up until I heard stuff about it on, like, Last Week Tonight. So it's like, what is it? But it's not directly affecting me. I was never a member because I'm a naturalized citizen. They, on the other hand, really should have looked it up. And I know people are like, well, you shouldn't say, yeah, I should. You sort of have to know what's going on. Maybe it's the age thing, because during my sabbatical, which lasted way too long from the show, and I'm going to try to do better, and I will hopefully have a new episode next week, get back on schedule. Yay! So anyway, being in my 30s, because I did turn 33 in March, I know I'm getting old. Like, I was 30 when I started this show. I started the show 1 month before my 30th, but that's neither here nor there. It's not the point. I'll talk about my birthday later, because let's face it, I'm one of the few people who remembers my birthday. I can count two people I don't have to remind. Comes another day. But why didn't it becomes when you reach your 30, you actually look up what the hell is on this ballot. Like, when you're 18, you want to protest and you're free, and it's like, I can finally vote. And you vote. But you vote based off of your parents' experience. Like, what your parents, and that's fine, that's dandy, they're your foundation, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, some of their issues are not your issues. Like, today's my mom's birthday, my real mom's birthday. She would have been 63. I talk about her a little, but she had dementia. Like, now when I was a kid, she found her best friend in a pool of blood when I was 11. I think I was 12. She developed heart problems. Then she developed dementia, and then she died in 2005. And the reason why I'm bringing her up is she was a black woman in the South during the Civil Rights Movement. I'm a black woman in America in the 21st century. A lot of our issues are just not the same. I can't vote Democrat. And the great irony is my mom voted Democrat. Then I'm not going to. And, like, up until the 60s, the Democrats were sort of the racist party. And speaking of racist party, Trump, yes, the Cheeto Jesus. There was a Republican who actually called him the Cheeto Jesus, and I'm like, I never heard of somebody being called a Cheeto Jesus. I'm like, really? You're called? That is the ultimate slam, but he's a cheetah, a troll. And Jesus had brown hair. I'm sorry. That's the only way. Now that I think about it and talking to my lovely listeners, like, Jesus was a brunette. This is the blonde Cheeto Jesus, whatever. But anyway, he would have been great for the Democratic Party when my mom was alive, because back, well, up until 64, so until she was like 11, he would have been a great Democrat. And iron is, he was a Democrat until a few years ago. I don't know why he changed it, but he changed it. So now he's the Republican Party, and I feel sort of bad. And I'm not a Republican. I do understand, and I do respect their party. They did a lot of good. And even and going back to Teddy Roosevelt, they were environmentalists, and they were the party of Lincoln. But somewhere along the line, it's like, what the hell happened? And I'm just going on and on. But her issues were not my issues. I can't vote them like that. And when you're 18, you feel like it. And then life happens and you realize, these aren't my issues. I have my own issues. I've got to fix my own issues. So, yeah, that's why just blindly voting. Well, when you reach 30 and you realize, I've got my own issues, I've got to fix my own issues. So, and what is in the best interest of my issues? And I should tell you. So, yeah, you vote in your own issues. Vote in the best interest of your own issues. This is not a get out and vote for this particular party, because, frankly, I'm promoting. I have went from dog, my friend's dog, who is laying on my lap. He's not barking, and he was my co-host last time. Yay, still here. Good dog. But I went from a houseplant to a goldfish to a Venus flytrap because of bad candidates. Yes, bad candidates will make you just realize. The Constitution does not say human years. Therefore, I put it on Facebook, and I actually got some people supporting me. Yeah, my friends are that crazy, but look at the candidates that are out there. Look at what's going on with the EU. And that was just like, oh my God. Whatever you decide, can you make an informed decision? It helps, especially so you don't have the regret. Like, leaving a government in the entity that you are a part of for 40 years is not like a drunken sex thing. Like, I can get drunk and have a one-night stand. I've never been drunk during one night. But I regret it the next day if, you know, you're drunk and you're like, oh, my God, did I use protection? This is a whole nother level of drunken one night. That is, now that I say it, that's really what this was, a drunken one-night stand. And with Trump, people are mad. People are broke. People are paranoid. And they're voting. But that's the worst time to make a decision, because then you make a bad decision. And that's how these decisions are made. It's brash, and that can be used to describe Trump. It's irresponsible, and like, oh my God, what the hell did you do? That really, like, he keeps it. Okay, you don't have your drunk uncle. We already have a drunk uncle in America. Sometimes I really think Joe Biden, he's the nice drunk, and at least his drunk uncleness makes sense. I mean, your wife dies, your daughter dies around Christmas before you might take a couple of drinks. You might get depressed, and, you know, I get it. So we're sort of used to it. But at the end of the day, he's second. Yeah, he is technically president. He is head of the Senate. And a lot of people, this is actually going back to my history minor, in the event of a tie in the Senate, he's like the tiebreaker, and he's second in command. But how often does that happen? He's not the person who's near the red button. If you're brash, and the only reason you became in charge of anything is because of your daddy's money, you might not know how to work with three other people to co-parent, because let's face it, America's a country that has three co-parents. Sounds bad, but it's true. If you look at it like that, oh my God, oh my goodness. I mean, like, really? And, yeah. But since we've touched on that, my life, I did a no pay. I know, the last job I was talking about a low pay, and I end up with a no pay. That lasted for a few weeks, and I was like, this, no, no, no. I finally quit, which is funny because it's like, they sent me a letter after I quit the low pay thing. I was like, it's like, but you only pay me for one day of training, so you can't fire. This is a loophole because you can't fire somebody if you don't pay them for weeks. And they can turn around and sue. So anyway, yeah. Soap making classes. I do melt and pour soap making classes. And I've actually gotten some really good work done. I have my thing on Facebook if anybody wants to see my work. And today is that also, besides being my one, is also the 1 year anniversary of my soap making. Yeah, I started doing melt and pour. My first melt and pour class that I went to was on June 26, 2015, when I was in Marietta. I had a great time. And I've had, before then, I wanted to start my own body product line. And I'm still working on it because of FDA and stuff, because let's face it, when you use stuff on your skin is an organ. And I think people forget that, but that's like another topic, another day. So, but you have to go through like the FDA and Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, that is the Food and Drug Administration, is the FDA. I'm having my ditzy moments. So yeah, but if you want to check out my work, it's on facebook.com/bodyproducts, R-A-L-I-N-E-U-S. U.S. So yes, Body Products Are Us is on Facebook, and you can check out my work. And I, you know, if you'd like to see it, I'm showing improvement. I mean, I still have some Tink Tink kits, and Tink Tink soaps are the soaps good that were really good idea wise, but they were badly executed. And I even have some soaps from the classes. The first class turned out really well, and I still have that mold. And the second class turned, I didn't let the stuff set long enough. I should have had the student put it in the refrigerator because they were still sort of foamy. And I did a bad job at taking care and taking the picture for the second class. I hope I get better at it. But, yeah. Oh, and I turned 33. My birthday went pretty well. I hung out with my friend's mom and their sister. So that was good. I had a burger and fries. And, yeah. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm 33. I can't believe it. Like, what the hell? Oh, and I did, and also I started doing meditation. I've been doing it for about a month and a half. I did 38 straight days, and then one day I didn't do it, and the thing started all over. I got the app from calm.com because I was reading an article, and I'm like, you know what? I really need to meditate because I am very anxiety ridden. So, yeah, I got the weave taken out. I'm not sure if it was after my last episode, and I'm still natural. And, yeah, I realize I'm one of those people, when I'm anxiety-ridden, I play in my hair. When I'm bored, I'm playing my hair. If I'm going to play in hair, I might as well play in the fake hair instead of the one growing out of my scalp. And it's growing, and my little co-host here is Russ. I just got the 90-second mark, and a moaning dog here who wants his belly rub. He also needs a walk. And he's been a really good walking partner. And he's just like on to fall asleep. But yeah, I've also been making body oils. And I realized the body oil thing started before the soap making, because I had met a therapist when I was in Houston. And we went over products. And I realized, you know what? I can make these. 60-second line. So I decided to, and then I ended up getting a temp assignment, and I'm like, I want to do my own body product line because, well, I like it, and I use body products. If you had seen my closet when I was in Columbia, living in Columbia or living in Houston even, I had like a drawer of stuff. When I was in Columbia, it was like 4 boxes of body products. Yeah, I spent that much. And with the soap making, I have like 2 shelves. Yeah, about 2, because I've given them to friends and everybody. And I'm like, I still have like a lot of picture soaps. But anyway, you didn't want to hear about, you probably did not want me to, well, the show's name rambles. What did you expect? I'm not being, well, yeah, it's true. Anyway, so that has been what's going on with me. And next week I will be back on schedule. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Bye.